chelek kechelek yechelu. That means kechelek avoido ka chelek achila. Just like any kohen that has a right to do the avoido, so he has a right to eat also. Rashi tamlem achelek kechelek. That's where the hukrod liel ksev the yukve beregel. As he asked the pasuk before that says uvo b'cholavus nashoy, that any kohen that wants to come the sheris and do the avoido, next pasuk it says chelek kechelek yechelu. He also have a right to eat in the chelek. Rashi, yes. So Mara says, "Oma achila." What type of an achila are we talking about here? That would be marba that any one of the mishmorim have a right to eat on the gimel regolim. What type of an achila are we talking about? Ilay makabonis. If you want to say we're talking about that the kohen brought a carbon, he came and brought the shalmas agiga. That you're telling me now he could eat it. Mehosam nafka. I don't need this postakir chelak chelak yachelu that a kohen could eat from the carbon that he himself brought. A kohen that brought a carbon, I know from someplace else that he has the right to eat the meat of that carbon. But the pasuk says, "La kohen hamakriv oisoi loisia." That's the klal by any carbon. The kohen that brought that carbon, he has the right to eat from it. If a kohen Reuven, a kohen brought the shalmei chagiga, so pshit he has the right to eat from the shalmei chagiga. So once I know from the pasuk before that we had uvo b'cholavus nafshe v'sheris. That during the Gimel Regolim, any kohen, any lady that wants to, he has a right to come and do the avoido. So once I know he could do the avoido, who are then he could eat from the carbon also I know. So Bezoya, I don't need this post to chelik a chelik yechelu to tell me the kohen could eat from this chelik. So Mara says, Elo, you know what the chiddush is? Elo lechem aponim. The chiddush of this post of chelik a chelik yechelu is by the lechem aponim. When it comes out Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. So there's no avoided to be done with the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was the 12 challahs that were put on the shulchan last Friday, the last Shabbos was put there, and it stays until this Shabbos. So this Shabbos punkt is Shabbos sukkis. So nobody did the avoided for it. Still the locker is, usually the mishmer of that week divides the lechem aponim. Here the chiddush is that on Gimel Regolim, every single mishmer, any kohen there, has the right to get a chelik. That's the sosik, chelik, chelik, yechelu. Even though you did not do an avoidah for the lechem upon him, still, if you're there by the base of Midrash, you have right to take a chelet. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Shashi, el lechem upon him, the third line in the middle, el lechem upon him, it's the chlerabuya. This I need a chiddush. Shein boy shum avoidah. Avoidah lechem. There's no real work. The crane didn't do any work for the lechem upon him. Shekvar nasis avodosay mishabesh ovro. Because they already put it on the shulchan last week. This Shabbos, all you have to do is just take it off and eat it. So there's no avoida. So how do I know that any single mishmer has a right to eat it on the Gimel Regolim? That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Chelik kechelik yechelu. Any single kohen has a right to take a chelik from this. So Mar says, now Yochel, if so, I would think, af bechayves haboyis shaloi machmas beregel, maybe even other karbonis that are brought during Sukkot during any one of the Gimel Regolim. It's not a chavis of the regal. The most of the korban atomid. You don't bring it because today is sukkis. You bring what every single day you have to be in korban atomid. Or else if somebody brings a neder or a dover, or else the shalmei, the korban of sibur, that are not brought to cover the regal. Stam, it happened to be they brought korban today. So maybe I would think, but since it's brought on the Gimel Regolim, any single kohen has the right to get a chelik of it. Talmud Leimer, this apostle says no. Levad mimkorov alhovas. Excluding something that's sold, you sold your father's chus, your father's right to have the carbon. Now, ma mochru avos, what does the father have right to sell, the rights? And the carbon is, zel zem, ani b'shabati, v'yato b'shabatcho. Like, to sell the rights means each beis av. Each kohen is part of his mishmer. So this week is your mishmer, next week is my mishmer. So I have a chus this week to get the carbonus of this week. If I want to, I could sell my chus to another kohen the same. You could use my schus this week, take the kabbonis this week, and I'll take your schus next week. So I call upon him, you see that on the rest of the kabbonis, it has to do with each mishma separately. So any korban that's brought, not the terrorist regal, it's a korban that's brought stam of the day itself, then the locker is, the mishma of that week has the right to get it. Not all the chavdala mishmaris. Rashi says, Yochel I would think, af chayves ha-boyi shalei machnes regal regal, yei zeichem ba-vedosin v'yechloku, maybe also you'll be zayicha to make a chaluk to any kohen you are. Talmud loyim levad nimkorev. Chutz mimasher mochu over zelazir. Or ma mochu over zelazir. What is the father's? What does one kohen have a right to sell to another one? Kleimar. She is no benayim. She yomisham shem kolecha b'shabate kavua. This was the Chov Dalim Mishmaris that they made up between them, that you work this week and I work next week. Ani b'shabati v'yato b'shabatcha. Unidorum anadavis v'kabonis sibur. The Yisnaya b'shay yimayis hashana. A korban that doesn't have to do with the Yom Tif itself. It's a korban that could be brought any other day of the year. V'rei hein l'mishmar ha-mishamir is, and it belongs to the mishmar of that week, is l'asnaya b'chlal ha-regul. It doesn't come part of the Yom Tif Dika korban. Shlo yehei shavim b'hem. Any korban doesn't have a right to get it. Elo l'mishmar shabiyosai shivuah. Only to the mishmar that deserves that week. Shevishai yimayis hashan ilkach. Al-korchach. Lo yisrabi mechelak echelak echelu. Elo mishmusa dekroa. Dove shein by elo achilu v'alechem upon him. Therefore, the svara, the postik of chelak echelak, is only including something that only has an achila, not an avoida, which is the lechem upon him. So the kids, so we have two psukim. One postik before was that a korban special for the regal goes to any korban. And the second post, the chelak echelak yechelu of the lechem upon him, all the kahanim divided equally on the yontif. Mashenk and other kavanas that are not the cover of the yontif, regular korban, even though now it's regal, it's a sukkis, the mishmar gets it. Not any kohen, only the kohen from that mishmar. Then the mishnah says, biyat seres oimaloi, helich. When it comes a shvuas, if shvuas comes out on Shabbos, so there are two special lechems there. You have the lechem upon him, the cover Shabbos. And you have the Shtei HaLechem, which is made out of Chometz. The only time it's made out of Chometz, the covered Shavuos. So each one we divide separately amongst all the Kanim there. What is the Itmana? We learn it like this. Rav Omer, Rav says, Sukkah V'yachakach Zman. When it comes to the beginning of Yom Tov Sukkis, the first night, you make Kiddush. So there are two brachas to make during Kiddush. First of all, you have to make a bracha Leishri Basukkah. And also you have to make a bracha Shechiyonu V'zman. Let's say somebody did not make the Zman B'shas he built the Sukkah. So we had before, if you don't make a b'shash, you build the sukkah, you have a right to make this man, the shechiyonu, at the beginning of Yom Tov. So like we do by Kiddush, we make a shechiyonu. But also, before we drink the cup of yayin, we have to make a leishev basukkah. So the shaila, which bracha comes first? So we make a leishev basukkah first, and then a shechiyonu? That's what Rav says. Rav bar chon omar, the opposite. Zman, first say a shechiyonu, the cover the Yom Tov of sukkahs, the yachakach sukkah. And then you make a special bracha leishir basukah, the covered sukkahs. That's a machlekes. Gemara says, Rav omar sukkah v'yachakach zman. Rav says sukkah comes first. And then a shechiyonu chiyuv v'diyoyim odif. It's odif, the chiyuv the covered regal, the covered sukkahs. So the chiyuv of yoyim of leishir basukah, that comes first. Rav abar bachonu omar, zman, no, first make a shechiyonu v'yachakach sukkah, then you make a leishir basukah. Why? Todir Ushaina Todir Todir Kaidim. Something happens more often than the other thing that happens more often goes first. So therefore, first you make a Shechiyonu that you make a few times throughout the year, and all the Gimel Regolim you make a Shechiyonu. Mashenkin Sukkah, Leshem Basukkah, you only stage, only during Sukkah, that's all. So Shechiyonu happens more often, we make a Shechiyonu first. Shrashi is Man Todir Shinei B'chol HaRegolim. But Shechiyonu, you could say any one of the Gimel Regolim. A lot of times you say a Shechiyonu. Therefore, Shechiyonu comes first before saying Leishir Basukah. That's the Machlekes Rav and Rabba. Rabba Bar Bachona. The Gemara says now, Leimo, let's say, Rav, for Rabba Bar Bachona, Beplukta de Beishamai u Beisilu Kemiflagi. Let's say their Machlekes is the same Machlekes that Beishamai and Beisilu argue about. The Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. Tvorim Shebein Beishamai u Beisilu Besuda. What are some of the machlokes in the middle of the Suda between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Halacha is negated to a Suda having a meal. That Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Mevorach al hayom, when you have to make Kiddush, Shabbos, the beginning of the Suda is Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. So what's the nusach? How do you make Kiddush? Beis Shammai says, Mevorach al hayom. First you make Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'yachakach Mevorach al hayom. Then you make a Baruch Pri Agofen. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Or Beis Hillel Omer, we do like Beis Hillel says, No, Mavoruch alayayim. First we make the Boru Priya Gofim. The Yachakach Mavoruch alayayim. And then we say Kiddush. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's Beis Hillel Svara. So what's the Machlokes in here? Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Mavoruch alayayim. First you make a Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Yachakach Mavoruch alayayim. And then you make the Boru Priya Gofim for Kiddush. Why? Shehayayim Gorim Layayim Shiyovay. Because the day of Shabbos, that's first. That causes you to make Kiddush. That causes you to have Yayin. If not for Shabbos, you wouldn't have to have wine.
And therefore you have to make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos first. Ukva Kiddush HaYoyim, and also what came first? First came, yeah, well, you have to be Nashmoshes, came the Kedusha HaShabbos, the Yadayin Yayin Lebo, and Yayin you first bring on the table after you come home from Shul. But when are you Mekabel Shabbos? In Shul. It's like first you Mekabel Shabbos, that comes first, and first later when you come home you bring Yayin on the table. So therefore, since Shabbos like came first, so the Chur Basham is saying two svaris why you should make first Mekadesh HaShabbos, first make Kiddush, and then make a Baruch Ragofen. That's Beis Shammai's two svaras. Beis Hillel says like this, Mevorach al hayayin. No, first make a Baruch Ragofen. The Yachakach Mevorach al hayayin. And then you'll make a bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Shahayayin goyrim lekiddush shetiyoma. Because on what do we say Kiddush? You only say Kiddush if you have yayin. If you don't have yayin, you don't make Kiddush. Oh, you can also make it on bread. But you have to have something to make Kiddush on. If you don't have the yayin, you can't make the Kiddush. So now when you're making Kiddush on the yayin, like the yayin is more choshev. Not like Beis Shammai says, the day is more choshev. Beis Hillel says, no, the wine is more choshev. It's because of the wine that you have here that you could make the Kiddush. Rashi says, Shayayin gurm Kiddush of the Yomar. Shim lehoyu lo yayin. If you didn't have any wine right now, lehoyu makadish, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Or bichdi. Without wine or without bread, you can't make Kiddush. Someone who makes Kiddush on bread will be the same thing. In the case that you don't have wine, you're going to make Kiddush now on the bread. According to Beis Shammai also, according to Beis Hillel, you will make the Moitzi first. Because you can't make Kiddush unless you have the pas. So it's because of the pas or the yain that we're making Kiddush, therefore Beis Hillel says that comes first. First you make the Baruch Piragofen or the Hamoitzi, and then you make Hamakadosh HaShabbos. Dover Acher, Beis Hillel has another svar. Hey, since Beis Shammai said two svaris, Beis Hillel also says two svaris. Birchas Hayayin Tadira. You should know Birchas Hayayin comes much more often. Any day of the week you can make a Baruch Piragofen. Or Birchas Hayayin Enga Tadira. But to make a Hamakadosh HaShabbos, to make Kiddush, it only comes once a week. Only on Shabbos do you make Kiddush. You don't make Kiddush every day of the week. So the klal is Todir. Ushayna Todir, yes, something happens more often. And the other thing, the second thing doesn't happen so often. The klal is Todir Kodim. What happens more often, that you do first. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, first you make the Baruch Piragofen, that bracha happens more often, and then you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. This is the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Tomorrow says, Lechura Leimo, let's say, Rav Diyoma Ke Beis Shammai. Rav goes like Beis Shammai. Because Rav is the one that says, first you make a Leishu Masuka, and then you say a Zman. Even though Zman happens more often, still, you make the Leishu Masuka first. That's like Beis Shammai Svara. We don't go Bosa Todir, we go Bosa the Yoyim. The Yoyim is Gurim, so therefore, just like here, you have to make Kiddush first. HaMekadosh HaShabbos, who are din, you have to make Leishu Masuka first. It's that the din of the day comes first. The Rambo Bar Bachona, the Yoma Ke Beis Hillel. And Rambo Bar Bachona that says, no, first you make a Shech Yonu, and then you make a Leishu Masuka, holds like Beis Hillel. Like, what's Todir? What happens more often? Shech Yonu happens more often. Therefore, you make a Shech Yonu first. So the Machlekes Rav and Rab is Machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So usually it's hard to say this because we don't want to say anybody holds like Beis Shammai. Usually though with Machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we pass like Beis Hillel. So because the Kash and Rav, how could Rav say like Beis Shammai? He should say rather like Beis Hillel. Because the klal is Beis Shammai, B'mokim, and Beis Hillel is Leisa. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So my answer is no, it's not Shver. Omoloch Rav, Rav will answer you like this. Omoloch Rav, Ano di Yamri Yafil Beis Hillel. I see, even according to Beis Hillel, that what? Ad kan loy karmri Beis Hillel. Hoso mele shahayayin gorim lekedusha shetiyoma. When did, Rasla says, when did Beis Hillel say, that's first you make the Baruch Piragofen, not because of Todir shena Todir Todir Koydin. Rasla says that wasn't Beis Hillel's svara. The reason why Beis Hillel said by Kiddush, first you make a Baruch Piragofen, is because you can only make Kiddush if you have wine. So shahayayin gorim lekedusha shetiyoma. It's because of the wine we have now that causes us to say Kiddush. That's why wine is more chashuv by Kiddush that you make first the Baruch Piragofen, then you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. Aval hocha. Mashenken here by the Shalom saying Zman, or saying Leishu Masuka, Ila Zman, without the Shech Yonu, Mila Amina Sukkah, like one doesn't have to do with the other. Even if you don't make a Shech Yonu, still you'll have to make a Leishu Masuka. But that's the locha. Even if you forget to say Shech Yonu the first night, so say it the next day, any day of Sukkah you can say a Shech Yonu. Mashenka, to make a leisha basuka, one has nothing to do with the other. Leisha basuka, you have to say every time before you sit in the sukkah and do the mitzvah sukkah, you have to make a bracha leisha basuka. So since you don't need this man for leisha basuka, Rav says, my shita, to say leisha basuka comes first, that even goes according to Vesilu. In other words, Rav does know that Vesilu svar is todir shayna todir. Rav holds that Vesilu shita is the first svarim. They say that vayayin, that causes kiddush. Mashek and Shech Yano doesn't cause Leshe Vasuka, therefore you could make a Leshe Vasuka first, and then you make a Shech Yano. The Rav Bar Bachono Amaloch, but Rav Bar Bachono will tell you like this, Ano di Yarm Yafilu Beshamai, my sheet that I say, first you have to make a Shech Yano, and then you make a Leshe Vasuka, I go even according to Beshamai. In other words, not only do I say cause a Todr Shein a Todr, that's not my only Svarim. I'll say like this though, Ad Kan Lo Yarm Beshamai, what's Beis Shammai's Ikus Svara? Why he says first you make a Mekadosh HaShabbos and then you make Kiddush, then you make Baruch HaGofen, because what purpose do you make a Baruch HaGofen? Only because of the Yoyim. Elashah Yoyim, it's the Kedushas HaShabbos, that because of Shabbos you have to make Kiddush, that you bring the wine. So since it's the Kedushas HaShabbos that causes you to make Kiddush altogether, therefore you have to first make a Mekadosh HaShabbos first, and then you make a Baruch HaGofen. It's the Kedushas of Shabbos that causes you to drink the wine to make Kiddush. Avul Hocha Mashenkein by Sukkah, Ilav Sukkah, even without a Sukkah, Miler Minat Zman, don't you have to say a Zman? In other words, Shech Yonu is not totally Bedafkin sitting inside the Sukkah. Even let's say you don't have a Sukkah to sit in. Let's say you don't have a Sukkah. Let's say you're Potter from a Sukkah, you're Hochid Rochim. Let's say you're a Chel, you're a sick person. The Locher is you have right to eat inside your house. When you make Kiddush the first night of Sukkot, Havad, you still have to make a Shech Yonu. Like the Shech Yonu doesn't have to do with the fact you're sitting inside the Sukkah. The Shech Yonu has to do with the fact that today's Yom Tov, today's a new regal, today's a Sukkot. So even without the mitzvah sitting inside the Sukkah, still I would have to make a Shech Yonu. Therefore, Rabbi Chana says, first I make a Shech Yonu, and then I make a Sukkah. In other words, the Shech Yonu does not need the Sukkah. I make the Shech Yonu even if I don't eat inside the Sukkah. So when does Beis Shammai say you have to make the Mekadosh HaShabbos first by Kiddush? That's only by Kiddush, because the only reason why you have the Yayin, you make Kiddush, is because of Shabbos. So you have to be Mekadosh Shabbos first. Mashenken by the Sukkah, even without sitting inside the Sukkah, still, there's still a mitzvah to say Azman. Today's Yom Tov, you're making Kiddush today, you have to say a Shech Yonu. True, now that we're sitting inside the Sukkah, we have in mind when we make the Shech Yonu, it goes upon the mitzvah of Sukkah also. But just means, even in a case when you're not sitting inside the Sukkah, you also have to make a Shech Yonu. Because the Shech Yonu goes on a few things. It goes on the Etzim Kedushas of Yom Tov itself, even without the Sukkah. True, Avad, it also goes on the Sukkah also. But since you could go on the Yom without the Sukkah, therefore Rav Avachana says, according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai, here first you would have to make a Zman, a Shech Yonu, and then you would make a Leshe Basukkah. Tanan, word in our Mishnah, it says, the Yatzeres on Shavuos, Oy maloy, heilach matzah, heilach chametz. Like we divided up Shabbos, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, we have two things, we had lechem upon him, and the shtei lechem, each one was divided up separately. Marvo hocho, the chametz yikr. The chametz is yikr, and our shtei is Shavuos, the yikr korban of Shavuos is the shtei lechem. That's what you bring special covered Shavuos, the shtei lechem. O matzah tofel, and that's that you have the lechem upon him, that's like every single Shabbos, that's the tofel to Shavuos. But the Ikka Shavuos is the Shtei Alechem. That's the Chayv HaSayim. The Rashi says, the Matzah Tofim, Shusha Shabbos Shavro. Really, this Lechem upon him is from last week. It's last week Lechem upon him. Ogatoni the Pligi Matzah Bresha. And still the Mishnah says, first to divide up the Matzah, the Lechem upon him. Al Matadir Adif. So according to Rashi and our Mishnah, why do we go to Lechem upon him first? Because that happens more often. That happens every single Shabbos. Do you see what happens more often comes first over something that only comes once? That the Gemara says, Ugetoni Helech, it says in the Mishnah, Helech Matzah, first let's divide the Matzah, which is the Lechem Aponim, which is, comes every Shabbos, which here is only a Tofel. The Helech Chometz, then it says divide the Shtei HaLechem, that's brought special to Kovit Shavuos. O Tiyuf to the Rav, according to Kash and Rav. You see, even though one is more Choshev, the Shtei HaLechem is more Choshev, still we go Bosa Todir. So here also, how does Rav say first make a Leshe Masukah? No, first you have to make this man, the Shech Yonu, because the Shech Yonu comes more often. Even though the Leshe Basukah is more chashiv, but so what? Todr comes first. Amalok Rav, Rav answers you, Tanoi, I'll tell you for now, Mishnah, it's not the Sharia, it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya would not like this. One brisa says, like it says now, Mishnah, Helech Matzah, Helech Chometz. Taka says that way. Take the matzah, which means the shtel, the lechem upon him, then take the shtel lechem. Abba Shoel says, don't know. Helech Chometz, Helech Matzah. First take Chometz, then take Matzah. Helech Chometz, Helech Matzah. So you see clearly, one says no. Go boss to the Chometz, go boss to the shtel lechem. Hey, since that's Odif, even though the lechem upon him is more toder, happens more often, so what? We don't go boss to toder, we go boss to boss to cheshivas. And since today is Shavuos, the shtel lechem, that's more chashiv, therefore we go boss to the shtel lechem. Alright, turn over. Tanela wouldn't be a kasha on Rav. Rav goes like Abba Shoyim. So you don't go bosser or todir, you go bosser chashivas. So by sukkah, you make a leisha by sukkah first, and then also first you would divide the shtei halechem that's brought the covered Shavuos, and then you divide the lechem upon him that's brought the covered every Shabbos. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Loike divrei Rav. He doesn't know like Rav biyom asukkah, first you make a leisha by sukkah, v'yachakach zman. He don't say shechiyonu second. Elo zman, first make a shechiyonu, v'yachakach sukkis. Then you make a leisha by sukkah. If you have sheshes brede ravidi yomar, sukkah, v'yachakach zman. No, first you say a sukkah, like Rav, and then you say a zman. V'ilchusa, what's the maskona? Sukkah, first you make a leisha by sukkah, v'yachakach zman. That's what we do the first night. At first we make a leisha by sukkah, and then we make a shechiyonu. We may set a shechiyonu list, like Rav. Vayta, mishmo shezman kavua, v'shar kabonas tzibur. In other words, the kabonas that are brought stam, not to cover the regal, then who has the right to do it and divide it up? Only the mishmo of that week. The moral asuyamai, what's the chiddush of kabonas tzibur? Like pshita, it's not a korban of the regal. So pshita, only that mishmo gets it. Lasuye par helem dover shel tzibur. Usire avodas kechovin. If somebody brought a par helem dover this week, or a sawyer, somebody did the chet of an avodah zarah, so also the chiddush is only this mishma gets it, and even though it's brought during sukkis, and not all the mishmarim divided equally. Trashim iro ben berego, shavu avera by roiz bezin. If it happened now on sukkis, somebody did this avera and they have to bring the korban, still, since it's not a korban, it has to do with sukkis, only that mishma of that week has the right to do it. Vu makir vestakril. Then it says that mishmar brings all the korbanos of that week. So the moral asuya might, like we said already, that a korban is not negay to Yom Tov Sukkis, only that Mishnah brings it. So what it coming to include at the end of the Mishnah, the Esakil, or Makir Esakil, and the Gemara Lasuya Kayat to Mizbech. If they want to stop bringing the Dovah to the Mizbech, like we had all the time in Shkolim, you put away separate money, and at a time when the Mizbech is empty, they're not bringing Karbonis, those Ninyan go to the special deer where they had Korban Oila, and they brought it for the Dovah on the Mizbech. So to bring in the Dovah during Sukkis, this Mishmar does it. They don't divide it equally. Only the special Mishmar of that week, he has the right to bring the Kayat HaMizbeach. Trashi Keshubot, when there's no Kabonis born on the Mizbeach, Shekos Lakteris, Tomid, V'yein, maybe Nedir Adava, Hayashay for Shom Shnesim and Memoyis, and they brought the Kayat HaMizbeach. So who brought it? Only the special Mishmar of that week brought it. Even though we've joined Sukkis, but since it's not a Korban of Sukkis, only that Mishmar brought it. Right, the Mishnah says, Yom Tev HaSomach L'Shabbos. If we have a Yom Tov that comes right before Shabbos, whether the Shabbos is right before Yom Tov, or whether the Shabbos is the next day of Yom Tov, even though this Shabbos really, it could be it's the Shabbos before Sukkot, could be Sukkot is first on Sunday, and Shabbos now is before Sukkot. But since it's before Sukkot, really who should divide lechem upon him? Only the Mishmar of that week. But that we had with Sukkim before, Chelek Chelek Yechelu, that's only on Shabbos Sukkis, that comes down in Lila Sukkis, then we say all the Mishmarim divide Lechem upon him equally. But it's only Shabbos Sukkis. Here that Shabbos comes out before Sukkis, Erev Sukkis, so I would think only that Mishmar divides it up. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, no, we'll soon see the reason why, but it has a loch like a Shabbos of the regal, that all the Chav Dal Mishmaris divide it up equally. Chal liyos yom echod lahafsik. Let's say no, there was one day in between. In other words, Yom Tov either came out on Thursday or Yom Tov either came out on Monday. So there was a Friday or a Sunday, like before the Yom Tov or after the Yom Tov.
been time to divide, then we say no. That mishmer shezman kavua. The mishmer of that week, the Shabbos, hoyo noitel es chalas. They have a right to divide up 10 of the 12 chalas. The hamasakev and the kahanim that stay over. In other words, let's say Yom Tov comes out on Monday. So really, the kahanim could start coming to the Beis Hamikdash to cover sukkos on Sunday. They don't have to come Friday. So let's say the kahanim came on Friday, they came early, or else the opposite way, where sukkos ended on Thursday. So really, the kahanim could have went home on Friday. So the kahanim that stayed over to spend the Shabbos still in the Beis Hamikdash, we don't let them divide equally, because really, they should have went home already. But since they're still there, our kohanim, we give them two challahs to divide up. Because on a regular Shabbos throughout the year, only that mishma divides the 12 challahs. But here it's a Shabbos, either 2 days after Sukkot, or 2 days before Sukkot, so then we say the kohanim that stayed over, they have a right, our kohanim, to divide up two of the 12 challahs. Yivam asakev letishtayim. Over Shayim Yisashon, what do we do with a regular Shabbos throughout the year? And the Indian is that the mishmorim changed on Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the one mishma went out, and the new mishma came in. So how did they divide the lechem aponim on Shabbos? Ha-nichnas noitel sheish. The new mishma that's coming in now, they have a right to take 6 lechems. Va-ha-yoytze noitel sheish. And the mishma that's leaving now is on Shabbos. They used to leave the old mishma, and a new mishma would come in. So they hold the lechem aponim was divided equally. 6 lechems went to one mishma, and 6 went to the new one. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, no. Ha-nichnas noitel sheva. The new mishma coming in, they get more. They get 7 lechems. V'ha-yoytze noitel chomish. And the mishma leaving, those kanim only get 5. Now ha-nichnosim, the kanim coming in, the mishma coming in, cholkim b'tzofim. They used to divide up their chelik and lechem upon him on the north side. The north side of the Azara, that was set aside for the new mishma coming in. V'ha-yoytzim, what about the kanim that are leaving right now, the ones that are going out? V'dorim, they used to divide up always in the south side. That's the nicker to know which mishma is coming in, which mishma is going out. Bilgo. Bilgo is the name of a mishma. It's Rashi Shem HaMishmara. That's the name of a mishma called Bilgo. Lo'olam chalekes bedorim. They always divided their chalokim, the lechem upon him, always on the south side. V'tabo sakavua. And that tabo is their ring, where they used to put the animal in it, was kavua. We'll see in the Gemara was a knas that they did it. By the other kahanim, the other mishmorim, there were 24 mishmoris. And outside near the mizbeach, there were 24 different rings or taboyis there, where they used to put the animal, the neck of the animal, to hold the feshchita in a ring. So the other rings were not kavua, didn't stay still. They were able to move it around to make it fit the animal well. Mashenkin, they made a kanas on the mishma, shel bilgo, that they made their tabas kavua, stationary. You can't move it anymore. V'chaloy neistuma. Even though every mishma had its own chalon, its own window to hide, to put the things there, of the mishma of Bilgar, there was sasim, they closed up the chalon. They didn't leave it open, they closed it up. Rashi said, the chalon is dumais, chalon is hoi bebeis achlipois, b'yuv echaisolim, in the middle of the thickness of the wall. And shebet sofon, ashal heichon, on the north side of the heichon, sheshom there, goinzin, es sakineyem. They used to hide the knives there that they would use. So of this mishma, they stuffed up the holes. We'll see why. It's a knas that they did it to them. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Torah says, what does it mean if Shabbos comes, Yom Tov, that Samach LeShabbos before or afterwards? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Lefoneho means Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Liachreo means Yom Tov Achreo, and the last day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Hainu Shabbos of Terachag. So then it's Pshita. That's Mamash, a regular Shabbos that comes out in the middle of Regal. If you're telling me now the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So Pshita, that was the Mishnah before, that on Shabbos of Sukkot, all the Mishmarim divide the Lechem Aparim equally. So what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah here? Again, that we divide it equally. We already said it in the first Mishnah. Ela, our Mishnah means like this, the Chiddush. Lefoneh means Yom Tov Achrein, means Liachreho. It means that Yom Tov is right after Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. So this Shabbos right now is not Shabbos Sukkot. It's Shabbos Erev Sukkot. So really, I would think only the Mishmar that week divides the Lechem upon him. Kamashmula, no. Because the case is like this. When does Sukkot start? It starts on Sunday. So the Kohanim have to be there ready in the Beis HaMikdash. When can they get there? They can't travel on Shabbos, so they have to come on Friday.
So since the Kohanim from all the Mishmarim have a right to come to the Beis Hamikdash on Friday, because they want to be there for Yom Tov on Sunday, so since they're there already the Shabbat before, they have a right to get an equal chelik in the Lechem Aponim. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though this is the Shabbat before Sukkot, it's not called Shabbat Sukkot, and really only the special Mishmah should get it, but since all the Kohanim have to be there in the Beis Hamikdash this Shabbos, we say all the Kohanim, all the Chav Dal Mishmaris have a right to divide equally. That's the Chiddush here. El Lefuneh means Yom Tov Achron Achreel, Yom Tov Rishon. El Lefuneh Yom Tov Achron Achreel, Yom Tov Rishon. My timer, Kivor Dahani Mikadmi, Vahani Miachri, is Tikna Rabbonim Nusak Yehechad Anechla Biadadadi. Or else we're talking about, let's say Shabbos comes out Moitzoi Yom Tov. So again, since Shabbos comes out Moitzoi Yom Tov, they can't go home on Shabbos. So Mel, all the Kohanim have to stand the Beis Hamikdash anyway clear after Shabbos. So even though this Shabbos is the Shabbos after Sukkot, but since all the Kohanim have to be there, so the Maaseh, since you have all the Kohanim there, this Shabbos, the Rabbanan were Masakin, Ki Echad and Echle Badadadi. Everybody should eat equally. Therefore, this Shabbos, even though it's a Shabbos right before Sukkot, or it's a Shabbos right after Sukkot, he has the same halacha, all the Chavdal Mishmaris divided up equally. But let's say there's one day break in between. In other words, Sukkot starts either on Monday, so you have a Sunday in between. The Kohanim did not have to come to the Beis Hamikdash on Friday. They could have stayed home on Friday and first come on Sunday. Or else, let's say Sukkot ended, the last day was on Thursday. So the Kohanim could have went home on Friday. And now the ones that stayed on Shabbos, they didn't have to stay for that Shabbos. So in such a case, they only get two Chalas. 10 of the Chalas go to the regular Mishmah that week, because really the Kohanim don't have to be there. But our Koponim, two of the Lechem Aponims, will leave over for these Kohanim. For the kind of that came special. For the Gemara, Vahani Tati Mai Vatayu.